Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports live from Las Vegas. Welcome to the show. Great guest tonight. We got Vinny Rucci and Vinny Rucci Jr. I'm saying that right, correct?
Yes.
Cool. And, of course, hosting tonight, the one and only J.J. Nunn.
Good evening.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man. We got the Rucci father-son driver team. Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
No.
That's the I'm retired to it.
Financing and race driver.
There you go. You got it right.
He's the finance. I thought Mama wrote the check.
Well, that's true. He just manages.
He just Mama
yeah.
No, I'm happy to hear. You know, they got some great news to tell us and everybody else out there. Retirement, race cars being bought, race cars being built. So I'm happy they're here.
Yeah,
we used to run with Vinny.
I like good news.
In the Bahamas.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys are still like on a talking basis.
New Yorkers
from the same island.
Yeah. The same way. Island. Okay.
We're trying to get them back in a car. We got one right outside, man. We're trying to get them back in a car.
No bombers.
Oh,
wow, no bombers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, and you got to get back in the car. We got one sitting right out there.
It's all about the kid now.
So you should be happy,
Yeah.
It's all about you.
I guess so.
Hey, of course, the man always on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
You got Sharpie in your hand.
That's right. Taking notes over here.
Yeah. We're going to need those when Thane comes in.
I got to hide them when Thane comes in.
Yeah, write them and then hide them.
Mm-hmm.
So. But what are you doing, man? Watching your Kings play?
Yes. Finally, they're winning.
It's cold enough for hockey, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, what's with this weather again, man? This is Long Island bullshit. Right?
Yeah. Vinny knows exactly what he's talking about.
It's too cold.
It gets below 50, and I'm cranky.
They're turning the heat up in the studio, will you?
Yeah, no shit. Turn that down here.
We're looking for a sponsor for the electric bill.
It's been a little while since you guys been in. What, 6 months or so?
July?
Was it around July?
July we had you in.
Yeah, you have the AC on in here.
We got the AC time. That's right. Now we got the heat going.
We had him in when he was leading the points in the mods.
I know. Can you believe that? You're actually running in the mods and talking about getting dirty, playing in the dirt.
Yeah, running IMCA mods next year. Building it.
You actually have one now, and you're working on it and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, really? We bought a brand new one. It's getting built still. We are waiting on some parts to get it fully done. So hopefully we can get it done in the next, couple months.
Cool.
Couple of months. I hope, by the end of the month.
End of this month?
Right. So there's reality and then expectations. So
we're just waiting for our carburetor and headers and some rims and tires, and then we're ready to go. So hopefully by the 1st of February, he'll be running.
What'd you end up getting? What type of chassis, if you don't
mind? I got a Dream chassis.
Dream chassis, okay. Out of, where are they out of?
Here.
Vegas. Oh, they're Vegas? Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Sunny walls.
Looking to run alcohol burning bad daddies of the dirt track. Modified. IMSA modifieds. Nice.
I sold all my stuff, got rid of my super stock last week, and then son came home with a super late model now.
Wait a minute. Is that money into the dirt car? Isn't that how it's supposed to work?
Dirt car is probably 99% almost done, and now we got a new project.
You always got to get me out of the house, so.
We keep you out of trouble, right?
Yep, there you go.
Senior, what were you thinking, man? Now you look at an empty garage.
I had an empty garage.
I filled it quick.
I mean, was that kind of a last-minute thing? Because obviously your focus was originally on getting into the dirt, IMC modified.
All my friends race them, so I was like, this would be cool. And then one day someone came up to me and said I should race a late model and get more seat time in those.
Sure.
And maybe it opened up more opportunities for me to race SRL or something. So I was thinking about that.
Being
watching. I was thinking about that, and then it just automatically
came,
and I had a deal, so I couldn't turn it down.
Sure.
So,
have you ever been in a super late model?
No, I haven't.
Nothing. So the
Vinny, I see Vinny's dying.
Not me. I let him do all the talking. I'm fine. That's how I do all the talking.
He's building a brand new mod. The kid comes home with a super late, and now he brings up SRL.
Right.
I don't know nothing about SRL.
Hey, Vinny, you want to sponsor my race team? It'll be a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
Trust me.
So what's something, you didn't know about was the super, or you kind of had an idea? Or
He's like me. I mean, diet and definitely on the tree. So he's living what I live. So you know, he's young and he's working. So he's paying some of it. So
cool.
It's all what he wants to do.
Where'd you get the super late from?
I actually got it from Fabian Bray.
Fabian Bray.
Yeah.
It's his old super late.
Yeah, the Jackson car.
Cool.
And that's got some years on it.
It's getting totally updated by Tony Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what?
Okay.
That doesn't mean it's not a good car, because look at Gasparini. You know, I'm not going wherever you guys went off air.
Okay.
But you look at like a Gasparini, you know, in an older chassis that's been updated and stuff. He's still out there winning a ton of races. So
yeah, I'm gonna have Jackson do some updates and hopefully we have a good car. So.
Spotted out as updates. Now we're cutting the whole front clip off.
You should just went a whole new car, right?
Yeah. No.
That's a living sponsor, Vinny.
New front clip. We're getting a whole new body. You know,
right?
It'll be a new car when it comes out.
Oh, well, I'm done with it, but you know, hey. Hey, you plan on racing here locally with the super late model, or?
I might race. Depends on what I want to do. It's gonna be like a car that just. When I modify it, I get tired of it, and I can just hop back in the asphalt for a little bit.
So your focus is going to be the dirt to try to get a full season in, in the dirt.
Learn dirt, learn everything that possibly can be about dirt.
Right.
Have a lot of fun in dirt, but I can also I also have a car, so I can go back to what I know.
Hey.
The dirt car might be staying in Texas for a little bit. We're talking about going down to Texas, and remember Darren?
Rollins?
No, Darren Jordan, who is our crew chief.
Yes.
He moved
to
Texas and he hooked up with a couple of promoters down in Texas.
Okay.
And we're actually going to Texas in 2 weeks to talk to some promoters down there. So we're talking about bringing the car down there and doing some dirt racing down there, and then he'll have the super up here, so he has something to do when we're not down there.
Part of Texas, if you don't mind me asking?
No. He lives in Floydsville, but the track is called the Cotton Bowl. And then that one runs on Saturday nights. And then there's another track that he came up with that runs on Friday nights.
Is
that far away?
Is that kind of closer to Houston, Dallas?
Austin.
Sweet.
So.
We'll have to keep an eye out for that track, huh?
Yeah.
When do you plan on being down there, or... Well, first let me ask, what's the plan on the modified right now? What are you looking, a week to 2 months out? Or
No. That car should be done by the beginning of February. We're just waiting for some rims to come in, headers that were backloaded, and carburetor. That's it. That thing's ready to go.
Once that's done, 2 months, where's first week you're planning to hit?
I'm hoping that we're running in February, first week in February, second week in February in Arizona. California.
That's coming up.
We probably won't go down to Texas until maybe sometime in the summertime.
You think I'm shaking it down right in the backyard here at Pahrump? Or?
No.
He said,
no.
Oh, no. That's just, no, it was
that's a bad
no.
idea.
I don't know. Nevada just can't get the dirt right for modifieds. You know, look at how the duel in the desert was, you know.
Is that one of your aspirations, go run the duel?
I mean, yeah, it's one of them to go run it, but after seeing the track for the last 3 years, I don't really want to go. So.
I know, but it's good money, though, you know, I guess. Look at that.
Yeah, but you also got to look at how much wear and tear you got to put on your car jumping over 9-foot holes.
Hey, have you gone out and watched different tracks and watched the guys and see how they do things and all that? What tracks have you been to?
I traveled to Yuma, Cocopa. Or ET.
You ran Cocopa, right?
Yeah, I ran Cocopa. I also ran ET. I also ran Canyon, too. And then I went to Ventura, California. I've been to Bakersfield. I want to go to Paris. I mean, I'm trying to get around to most of the tracks to see what they look like and how the dirt changes during the night. But, I mean...
What did you run those other tracks in the same car?
I ran them in modifieds.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I came down there to help people, and they're like, oh, I got this car, you know.
Oh, so you just ran somebody else's car, not the dream car that you have now.
Yeah, so kind of just ran other people's stuff and see what I can do on the track. And
is that what got you bit? I mean, you just went right to a modified, or,
well,
you know, were you in a mini stock at one time?
Okay, so the mini stock thing, I didn't know what to do that weekend, so I called up RJ Smotherman, that help, and he's my best friend almost. I treat him like my brother. And he's like, you know, my sister's racing my dad's super stock. You can race hers. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, I'll be right down. So it's only an hour drive. So I went, hopped in my truck and went racing.
Cool.
So I was like, that's pretty cool for a weekend. I can hop in a mini stock and, you know, have a little bit of fun. So.
And that was the first time you were on dirt?
No, my first time. Sonny Wall texted me on Facebook and said, hey, you're really good on pavement. I want to see what you can do on dirt. And I said, oh, that's cool. He's like, all you got to do is get a motor for my car. So I talked to my dad. He said, we have this old super stock motor sitting in the corner that we could put in the car. So I texted him back and said, hey, you got to talk to my dad. He said, we have a motor and all this stuff.
Cool.
Well, a couple months later, I was racing that ET in my first race.
Hey, you got a bicycle? We could put a motor on it. He'll do it.
Yeah. Can't get the motor from you though, Dad.
Anything that has a motor and has wheels, he'll race it.
So he took your super stock motor,
my motor,
Sonny Wall's car.
Yeah.
Went out to ET,
ran it on alcohol. That was a gas motor.
So it was a Vegas.
Did I say any more?
It was a. It was a Vegas.
I'm sorry. I got to. I love these guys. I really do. I have so much fun when they come in the studio.
So it was a Vegas legal super stock motor.
Yep.
I'm just playing. And then you actually ran it. Did it hold up?
It was 26 cars. I started 24th.
Wow.
So we're in the back.
I think I finished 16th.
That ain't bad at all.
You should have seen the looks on their face when he came in the turn and that thing was up in the air. Wah, 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 wah.
They're like, oh, God, he's a paper driver.
Right? It's like a roller coaster ride.
But I learned it pretty fast and got it down, but after that, I was hooked on dirt.
I was just wondering why the oil came out of the motor looking like milk.
Not good. Yeah.
Mom can hardly stand watching you run on the pavement. I mean... No less running one of these alcohol bad daddies out on the dirt. Did you watch that car go up and down and say, what the hell is it doing?
She actually didn't come out to that first race.
I don't blame her.
But she did come out to when I raced in Kokopa, and I was supposed to come down there and help Charlie Wall race Sonny Wall's, his brother's car.
Right.
And on the way out there, after 4 hours into the drive or 3 hours into the drive, he texted my dad and said, hey, we're going to make the B mod into an A mod so your kid can race it. And my mom flipped out right there. So, but that was the first time she saw me in one.
And he raced it on three wheels.
Yes, I had no left front.
Oh, yeah. She found out. How does it steer with one wheel, right?
I
had a left front flat for the whole race.
Laps.
Wow.
Really? It started...
I started 12th. And drove all the way up to 5th and got passed for 5th on the last lap.
That's
kind of the whole time.
Good.
Yeah.
Yep. As long as
it was a B mod and he ran it as an A.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's really good. So
wild stuff.
I
love it.
Getting the car pitched and all that, you're able to feel.
I feel like every time I hop in a car, I'm learning more and more about them.
Right.
And I can start feeling how the car rolls and get through the turn and just, you know, focus on how the car works for the first couple of races and understand how everything works, because it is so much stuff in the rear end to make the cars work. So
I told him it was like racing, you know, on the snow back east, right?
Yeah, that's right. Driving on the snow. Yep, that's all.
That's where you
just
get
kick it sideways, turn it right, and mash it harder. It'll straighten out.
Hit the curbs, bend some wheels, you know. Yeah. That's how you learn.
Only you New Yorkians would know that.
I'm just saying, Gary, that's their problem.
That's what we did for fun.
Oh, I tore up more right rear rim.
You were right the first time.
You were right the first time.
That's why we could drive sideways at the bullring and you can't.
That's right. We'd go out, I tell you. I would, and he probably did, we would go out looking for black ice, right?
Yep.
You never, Vinny, not Junior, Vinny, you ever think about jumping in one of those dirt cars and, you know, kind of running around a little bit? Yeah.
I think about it, but how are we going to get too close to the track, you know?
Well, so, just for fun, maybe on a... You know,
he's a lot smaller than me. I can't get my
son's gonna let him in his car, do you? Come on, I get your own shit.
I already told him he can hop in it. It's just he
says he's gonna build this super and let me run this super.
I'm gonna put a fat boy seat in it. So
look how I get you.
Hey, I tell you to hop in the dirt car, and you look at me and say I'm not gonna fit in it. So,
so you have thought about it, huh?
You know, I think about it, but I have more fun just going and helping him out and watching him race. So,
do you when you're out on the dirt, can you feel the differences, like a loose versus you know, hard push or anything? I mean, those are extreme types of chassis you're running out there compared to asphalt, I would assume.
I mean, it's a big learning curve, but you know, after a couple of times, yeah, I can feel it, and I can feel it. It's almost like pavement cars, but it's not at the same time. Like, I can say it's pushing, but it might not.
It might be a little bit of you, or maybe going in a little different. Or
a
little different.
I mean, it's a lot of learning, but some of the pavement stuff helped me out learning more about that.
Right.
So,
did you get any flack from any of the other drivers out there? Like, hey, who's this kid?
Actually,
with us? Cause there's a lot of money in those cars, obviously. You guys know firsthand.
Charlie Wall and Sonny Wall helped me out a lot.
Right.
Learning how to keep the car up on the bar and how to enter the turn is where Charlie came in the best for me. He explained it and broke it down for me on dirt wise. And after that, I pretty much knew what I had to do.
Because you would assume you want to go in there and kind of drive it like an asphalt situation, you know, and you start feeling like you're
coming straight
and kind of
like hit the brake and
but you can't do that.
It's totally opposite. You drive it in, slam the brake, and get back on it.
Right, you wanted to get it pitched and drive it through.
So
that must be a good feeling though. Once you started getting it down and feeling like, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
You guys drove on. Didn't you drive on dirt and pull up?
Well, these guys did.
I did.
The difference.
We did.
It's drifting, baby.
That's what I mean. People, you know, people have been running on dirt forever going sideways, and all of a sudden, you know, in the past 10-15 years, drifting is the thing. They've been drifting for hundreds of years on dirt tracks, man. Drifting is nothing new, that's for sure. But we ran dirt, you know. I always thought, and I've asked, that if you come from pavement, it's a lot harder to adjust to dirt. If you come from dirt and go to pavement, it's a lot easier.
That's what Tony Jackson, who's going to be working with Junior with the Super 8, thinks that running this dirt thing and then getting into a super is definitely going to be help tremendously.
Yes.
And also running on a mod that had, you know, tons of horsepower on no tire.
Right.
Now we're running less horsepower in a super with more tire. He says he's pretty much going to be bored.
Yeah,
I bought the car and he came up to me and just started shaking his head. He goes, "You're going to be bored in this thing. It's like a Cadillac of race cars." And I'm like, "Oh, okay, I didn't expect that."
So hopefully he does good.
Yeah,
I mean, we started going down to Prom. Wade and Anthony and I started going down to Prom 2000, 2003, 2004, and then back to the Bullring. Come 2006, like you said, I was bored. You know. Hit the gas, find your spot, hit the brake, turn.
Yeah, you're the guy that's traveling with one arm.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. Smoking, you know, you know, Jake.
You know, I mean, dirt's a whole different animal when you're dealing with 4,000-pound friggin' boats.
From what I've seen, you know, watching the race, now that I'm in the pits, you know, I tell my son, I'm like, well, my wife's going to kill me, but you don't have no time to wait on dirt. You got to go from the back to the front on the first lap. It ain't like asphalt where you got time and people are going to crash.
Right.
You need to go.
You got to figure out the best dirt drivers have it figured out in four turns.
Yep.
Two laps. Okay. Where the car is going to go, where it's not going to go, whether it's sit it up high or sit it up low. And then pretty much every five laps,
you got to figure it out all over again.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a constant thinking game, man, especially when you're dealing with anything 25, 30, 35 laps long. The track does not stay the same, as you found that out.
Yeah.
You might start out the first five running the high groove and then find out.
Damn, right on the bottom.
You need to be on the bottom with everybody else,
yeah.
you know. So
it changes rapidly, and I don't know. To me, the dirt's more exciting. Like I said, you got to be on the wheel for the whole race. It ain't like you get out front and you're cruising.
See, like my favorite part
change quick.
Yes. about dirt is when you're on pavement and you're going into turn, you have to follow the dude.
Right.
Where in dirt, if the guy goes low, you better go high so you can get around him.
Basically, that is finding the better groove, the way your car is going to work. It's very similar with pavement. Okay. You know, you can't race the cars. You got to race the track.
Yeah.
Dirt is 100 more times. You got to race the track.
Yeah.
You got to figure out what your car is doing on the track as soon as possible. The sooner you figure it out, the sooner you're going in the front.
Well, in 6 months when you have us back again, hopefully we'll have some news for you.
I'll just have my notebook when I start taking notes.
Well, now when the kids racing on asphalt, did you ever give them any asphalt advice? You know, hey, you should do this, try this.
The only place I ever ran was the Bull Ring, and it's a one-groove track. I mean,
right.
he got around the track better than I did.
You know, you're telling you, hey, Dad, you're telling me there's wrong information.
Yeah, yeah, I guess younger guys got no fear. You know?
No, that's true.
Yeah,
the younger guys have a lot less fear.
It's more along the lines, no, Dad, you listen to what I have to say.
Go back out.
He always told me I was doing it wrong.
Well,
that's why I sold my stuff.
Well, we started in the 40s. He started at 8 years old.
Yep.
So, you know, here he is. 19,
I thought you meant the
1940s.
I'm just kidding, Jay. I'll stop.
Sure glad you said that.
Exactly
what I was saying.
I was thinking Minnie's not that old.
Yeah. No, I thought he was in the 30s.
You know, and here he is, 18. He's got 10 years underneath his belt.
Yep.
You know, so... It's a big difference. No fear.
But he ain't paying the bills.
That's
fine.
Hey,
now he is.
I'm starting to.
Exactly. You have less fear when it's somebody else's money.
That's right.
When you start having to put out the dollar bills for the parts that you break, then they start,
well, you
start
find
thinking
out
a little bit more.
You know, instead of wrecking the car and having to fix the car, you want to work on the car to make the car faster. You know, you start wrecking shit, now you're into fixing it.
Right.
As opposed to making it better.
So you think the more on the dirt, the strategy is to get up front as quick as you can. I've seen like Mark Allison, guys like that, that have a lot of experience, really more patient, and they still end up in the front by the end of the race. You think it's the types of cars and younger drivers make it where you need to get up front quicker?
From watching on TV and going to some dirt races, you got like 24 of these cars that start.
Right.
And they're basically running 25 laps.
You need to get one lap.
Like I said, you got to be on the wheel the whole time and try to pass as many cars as you can in a short amount of time and get to the front quick. You know what I'm saying? To me, with asphalt, you have, well, the Bull Ring, I mean, never had 24 cars stop, but in any races I've been in, but even like with Bombers, I mean, you see, you got to get to the front, you know.
Well, when we ran Bombers, we were running... You know, 25 cars, 30 cars, but we were running 40, 50 lap mains.
Yeah, so you had more time to get to the front, and a lot more guys did like crazy things going high and low. But the dirt, I don't know. To me, you just got to be on the wheel the whole time, and you got to get up front. That's just my philosophy. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think you're on the wheel, and you got to get up there as fast as you can.
What do you think, Junior? Same thing?
I mean, I tried it, and the thing is every time I hop in the car, I mean, no matter if my mom tells me, and she's probably going to be mad at me, but or my dad tells me how long to wait.
Right.
When I hop in the car, I'm going to go as full fast as I can the whole time.
Things change when you're actually on the track that they don't see that you can see on the
track.
So,
I mean, every time I hop in the car, I have in the back of my mind, think about what I'm going to do instead of wrecking it. But every lap, I'm going to try my best to pass everyone I can. So, like, when I was at Canyon and I started – out of 23 cars, I started 22nd, and I finished 12th in a 25-lap race.
Right. All I thought is I got to get to the front.
Yeah, I got to keep getting up.
So, I mean,
car,
every
car.
Time I passed a car, I'm like, okay, that's like three cars on this one lap. Let's just
right.
keep on going. So.
Well, the track changes so fast, and
right.
you can get past on one lap. Five cars can pass you, or you can pass five cars
right.
or more. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
You can
so,
get trained real easy.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's
I mean,
what I'm saying. To
I
me,
mean,
you have to be on the wheel.
So the way I put it on dirt, you have to run consistent as hard as you can, but every driver is going to do that
right.
no matter who tells them. I mean, yeah, they're going to think in the back of their head, yeah, I got to take it slow, but they're going to be trying their hardest. And
did you watch the
thing about racing.
Watch them guys. They came from the back to the front in 2-3 laps. I mean, they're on the wheel.
Right, right. Do you see other drivers out there like your same age, or is it a huge mix of
It's a lot of mixed
experience.
People. I mean, it's a lot of older people, and it's also a lot of younger people.
Okay.
What do you call old?
Yeah, it depends on what's your old breakoff point?
Like 40s to like 30s.
Okay.
And then
okay,
you have like the good people that are in like their 20s to 30s, and
right.
then you have like the kids that are just getting into it or been doing it.
Where do you see your biggest competition in the
right now?
Age groups?
The age group between 20 to 30.
Okay.
Like Ricky Thornton Jr. and all that.
Okay.
You know, you just got to race with them and treat them like everyone else.
So you haven't really run a full season yet. You're coming up. When you do the Texas thing, are you planning on running the season in Texas, do you think? Is that – or
since
it's IMC, you kind of got a little bit of leeway to
– We're just going
to
do as many races as we can.
Okay.
We're not running for points or anything. We're just running to have fun.
Get the experience.
Yeah.
And seat time.
So
–
pull up, hey, where do you want to go next weekend?
Exactly. Yeah. Who's paying more money? I mean, some of these
right.
dirt races, man, minimum is like $1,000 to win.
Or
yeah.
I can look at them and say, hey,
yeah.
I want to go Arizona this
right.
weekend. Let's
yeah.
go. We can load up.
Or we
race.
Can take the super late. Hey, this race, $3,000 to win.
Right.
We're chasing money. We ain't chasing points.
I mean, you can say that about racing, but.
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about now. I mean, it's
right.
just, you know, where we want
to
go.
It's going to be worth the amount of money you're putting out to go to these certain racetracks for the
yeah.
return.
99% of these dirt races that are coming up here in February are like $1,000 to win.
Well, it's
right.
just like I got the Canyon schedule for the winter series. It's $2,000 to win.
Right.
So it's like, go and try it because the last place car gets, what, $95?
Well, you know, and that brings up a good point with the IMC is you can run all year long.
Yep.
Too. You can pick
yeah.
and choose races.
All over.
That's
winter
just,
season.
I think
and summer.
They said it's just around like Christmas time to the beginning of January.
You can race every
There's
weekend in the year except
yeah.
2 weekends in December.
Yeah. There's 3 weekends.
That's
there.
What I like
so,
about
yeah.
it. I mean, you can go anywhere in the country and run. That's IMCA sanctioned. You know what I'm saying?
What's the furthest track you've actually physically went and watched? Was it in California?
California and Arizona is all we've been to.
Yeah.
And now we're going. When we
you
go down
see
to
the Texas.
There's a race
track.
Down there. That we've seen races down in Texas.
Do you
already.
Think you're going to see a change in the styles of racing and experience? So you think the competition level is going to be raised a little bit? You think?
Probably, but I can also see the dirt changing. Why I get over on that side
okay.
because on this side the dirt tracks are pretty much dry at the end of the
right.
race and dry slick. I'm hoping their tracks are a little bit moist at the end and you know
little,
more tacky.
A little more tacky.
Yeah.
Well, so here locally, who's doing your setups at so far or going to be doing your setups here at like the Cal tracks? So is that something you guys are going to take on yourself or the Walls?
Sonny, the Walls are going to be doing the setup and then
okay.
We're going
to
keep notes and
try to learn.
You're
going to
tweak
them.
It at the track.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll call them, but you know.
Right, right. But you'll
try to do it myself and learn
right.
it.
Right. I mean, because I assume.
Sharon's got some experience doing
oh, okay.
dirt racing too. So.
Right.
He grew up around it, so
yeah.
I hope he does.
He did a lot of racing in Las Cruces with some guys
so,
in New Mexico, so
cool.
he knows a lot, too.
So you show up with a base setup and then be able to
yeah.
kind of
pretty much, and then I'm
going
to try to keep a notebook to put it back to the base setup in every
right.
track, just make notes off of that,
right?
And hopefully it goes good for me.
Right. Well, that might work like with the dry slick type
yeah.
tracks you hit here, and then maybe when you go to you know hit the little different dirt, things might change quite a bit.
Well, the Ace and Hole, Darren down there with his contacts and promoters
right.
and everything, and he's been through all the dirt tracks,
yeah.
grew up through the dirt tracks. Nothing like having a crew chief right there at the track.
Right.
Right.
That knows
the freaking track for you, especially he's working on other cars. He pretty much is going to dial you in when you come off the trailer.
Is he working on other cars down there?
Not
know,
right
or?
Now.
Okay.
He's not. When he first got down there, he was looking at some asphalt tracks, but I think they just closed their asphalt track after he got there, and then he's been hanging out at this Cotton Bowl Speedway. I don't think he's been working with anybody in the pits, but just from going to the races, met a lot of different people and met a different contacts and stuff. So,
but the dude is really, really smart.
He's smart,
though.
That's good. That's good.
Every time he goes on the track, I bet you $100 he probably has a setup for the track. So he's not that dumb.
No, that's good to have. You know, obviously, you want to be able to have an advantage of knowing what to do.
He's worked
with
modifieds before he moved to Vegas, so he's been around dirt. So it ain't his first time.
Cool.
That's why he's super stoked that we're leaving asphalt and going dirt racing a little bit more.
Right.
So
kind of a little more in his.
Yeah, he's like,
realm.
This is my side of the my side now.
Right. What size is the Cotton Bowl track?
It's a 3/8.
3/8. Is that what the tracks that you've been on? What, do you like the smaller dirt tracks, or you like kind of a 3/8, kind of similar to the asphalt at Vegas?
I don't really care about the size. It's more like where you can run on the track. I like running up top, but like if it's a track that you can run the bottom and the top, and it's a lot of mismatch cars going crossing over and stuff, that I like that stuff.
So do you see more of that on the smaller track, you think, or just a matter of the depending on the dirt that night?
No, more on the smaller tracks, but like my favorite race was Canyon, but the track I really like is Yuma. So I mean, I like the race in that Canyon. I want to race there, but I like Yuma.
Right.
Cocopah.
So, or Cocopah.
Yeah. You've been to
Cocopah, yeah.
Quite a bit.
Yep.
A few times. A
couple times.
Kind of going down watching these guys.
Yep. Sure will.
We put a lot of stuff on our Facebook page, Ruchi Racing, about where we're going to be doing, what tracks we'll be racing. So anybody that follows us, if they go to Ruchi Racing on Facebook, we try to keep that updated. So we'll be saying where we're racing and how we're doing.
Heck, you can even see the new late model.
You can see the new
Oh, no way.
Let's check it out.
You say the late model. Like, that was the dirt modified. You can see the new late model.
How about sponsors and things like that? Have you, Dad's the main sponsor?
Well, it's hard to find sponsors these days. So I mean, everybody's in. Yeah,
there you go.
Yep.
It's pretty easy for us, Jay, right?
Was it like me? Was it 6 months ago? Didn't you have hair? I've just top of your head.
It fell out. I'm donating it to get money.
Right. And hey, Gary, I want to go ahead and take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll talk some more about Vinny and Vinny Ricci Jr. Talk about some more of their racing. So, see you after the break.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
TheBomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, TheBomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation, TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers too, so join me, Michael,
and Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Well, Welcome back to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. And this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and talk about local racing. That's what we like to do here. And guest tonight, Vinny Rucci and Vinny Rucci Jr., currently going to be in the IMC Modified division on the dirt. So, you know, looking forward to keeping an eye out for you guys. But real quick, before we get back to you, let's talk real quick. We got some stuff out of LVMS coming up here. We've got the banquet this weekend.
This Saturday.
You guys going or what? No,
I'm not going.
Okay,
no.
Well, I'm glad you're going. Got to get
wait,
many people.
Why aren't you going?
What am I going to go? I don't race no more. They ain't got nothing
driver.
To get me.
It's supposed to be the drivers and the sponsors.
And owners.
You're the sponsor. A sponsor couldn't afford to go. We're out of money.
I can only afford one $35 ticket,
yeah.
Not two.
No, then I got to take my wife. There's got to be a table.
Yeah.
You can't treat your family out at a night out at Sam's Town. Come
man.
On.
No. Oh, $35 man. Is too much money.
Well, that's coming up this 28th this weekend. I can't believe it's here already, huh?
Yeah.
Damn.
What time are you going to be there?
I don't know. What time does it start? 6 o'clock?
Six? No, for you it starts at 3.
No, noon.
I'll be there at 6. Time I'm getting there. Yeah.
Make sure you bring plenty of money because he gets very, very thirsty. Like you said, you were picking up his tab.
I picked up his tab, but there's a 2-drink minimum.
Oh, he'll drink a minimum of more than 2. Yeah. Trust me.
He can drink all he wants, but the 2-drink paid minimum.
I'll know.
When they come for the bill, I'm just going to point right to him.
Yeah, like I got toasted last year.
I'll point to JJ's table. How about that?
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Oh, I'm assuming he's sitting on a different table.
No.
He's going to stick with you.
There you go.
I didn't have a seat. I still don't know where I'm sitting.
Yeah, he's going to sit with Junior so that JJ can tell Junior about what him and his dad used to do back in New York together.
Stories of New York.
That's right.
You guys really, like, kind of grow up at the same area or what?
No.
No.
He was born in the Bronx.
Just back east
moved.
Is back east. It's all the same.
New York is New York.
Yeah, New York.
I was in Nassau County.
I lived in Nassau County.
I grew up on the water.
That's just like, like Vegas and Green Valley. You don't know when you're in Vegas or Green Valley.
It is. You don't know Nassau, Suffolk. You don't know until you cross over, what was it, Farmingdale, 110?
Yeah.
110?
Yep.
Did you used to go to some of the tracks that JJ talks about
out
there?
It was Riverhead, Freeport,
and Islip.
The only one that's left is Riverhead.
Yeah, that's
really?
It. Yeah.
That's the only one that's left. Everything else closed down.
I've been to Riverhead. I know what that track looks like.
Wow.
Yeah, quarter mile.
Yeah.
That's what Freeport was, and that's also what Islip was.
Flat and not the greatest surface in the world.
Well, that's for sure.
But they have the big tire modifieds there. I know that.
Oh, okay.
On the
Fenway.
Real modifieds.
Yeah, the real modifieds.
Those are
now
cool,
they're
man.
The Unho modifieds.
I don't know what they call them now.
We saw them in Bristol.
You'll get the rundown on Saturday there, Junior.
Yeah, I know.
He'll tell you all about it.
He'll come up to me like, hey, this is my seat.
No, these were the modifieds that Spencer came out of, Bodain came out of, Park came out of, Monolito came out of. A lot of guys, you know, ran the Northeast modifieds. Well, they have the Southeast.
They still play some of those races. I don't know what they call it now, but it's on Lucas Math TV.
Some
of them back East races.
When Gary and I went to Bristol, it's a meeting of the North and South. They have the modifieds we saw. I was, you know, out here, modifieds ain't modifieds unless you go back east and watch it.
They run on a full big slick like a super.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. It's actually 5 tires. That's how big these tires are.
Big.
You put them all together, they're, you know, 5 tires.
And when they hit, it's ugly.
Yeah.
They flip
flying.
Over.
You know, the bump drafting is tremendous.
Yep.
When they started running Richmond and Bristol.
I would compare probably to that. One of those modifieds they ran out here with those V8s that ran.
The Bobby Hamilton
super offset.
I would say they probably go about that speed on a big tire.
Yep.
Wow.
With the wing? With the motor on the side?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, we grew up, what, with Gremlin bodies, Vega bodies, Pinto bodies, Charlie Jazombak, Richie Evans. You know, these are the guys that used to run. It was a circuit.
And they run some good races and bowl races, train races.
Yeah.
They need to do that out here at the bullring.
No doubt.
Yeah. It was, the Modifieds was it back east, man. That's, did, what, Stafford, Wall Stadium. They went up Loudoun. I went and saw them, Loudoun, New Hampshire once. They had a great circuit. Absolutely fantastic circuit.
And they didn't mind racing on some of the smaller tracks.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Quarter mile to three.
They
caught
them 24, 25 of them at a time.
No.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That was ugly sometimes.
Oh, yeah. You had to qualify. It was strictly qualified.
Brunhutzel still run out.
Eddie Brunhutzel III had a car down in Bristol representing the South.
Yep.
Eddie Brunhutzel III. Yeah, Charlie's nephew. Charlie Brunhutzel, who made the Jack for NASCAR.
Eddie DeHunt used to run them.
Yep. A lot of names. A lot of names come out of that division. And I just keep on following Eddie III, waiting until he gets into a truck or a Busch car. So
you're talking like probably three generations of...
Yeah,
there was
Eddie Brunhutzel and Charlie Brunhutzel, brothers that used to run out of Complete Auto Body in Baldwin.
Seems like you see more of that back east, but you're starting to see some of that here, obviously, with like your guys here with the Vinny and the Vinny Juniors.
I think back in the day, they took a lot of drivers from back east to go to NASCAR. Now they're starting to look out west since the Busch brothers came out of here. So they're looking more at these west kids now.
Yeah, you got Gordon. Well, Hornaday was one of the first. Ron Hornaday coming out of this Southwest series. You know, Gordon Tapp Johnson. Got him out of California.
Larson.
Harvick, you know, a lot of these guys coming out of
Coming
out of the West. They started looking to, but a lot of old-time drivers that are retired and gone. Kenny Irwin came all out of the Modifieds.
Abreu came out of California, all them too.
Right.
Yeah. Now you have the drive for diversity. They're coming from everywhere.
Yeah, that's a great program too. I like to see them do more programs like that. And there's so much nice, good young talent out there.
The Modified
Vinny, we won't go there. Only you guys will know. But what I'm saying is there should be some other great programs out there. Obviously, to get the women drivers involved and you know, just young drivers in general that come out that you see nowadays, like Junior here. You know, you come up from these
8 years old.
Yeah, 8 years old from karting into different series, and you know, there's a lot of great talent, and you've got to try to expose that. And it's not just about money, it should be about the talent.
I think there's so much more opportunities for kids today,
right.
Like you know, the Bandoleros and go karts. Is it really didn't have that back east, you know,
big wheels?
It was, you know,
it screwed you up when the green machine came out,
but the opportunities just weren't there. I mean, you had to have you had to have money, and heck, I can't think of any drivers that were less than 30 years old back east running those tracks. You know, maybe in demolition derby.
Yep.
But other than that, you know, you're an old timer. They did have powder puff derbies back then. Right. You know, a lot of women, but very few women would run in the upper divisions.
We'll do our one women joke. That's where all women belong in the demo derbies now. I'll stop there. I'm gonna get in trouble for that. By the way,
we saw a couple of women down in Avi when we went demolition derby. I wouldn't want to take them off. Right?
There's a lot of women I wouldn't want to drive against.
Okay, right. There was two women out there that tore some shit up.
Big time.
I
got to the track. Or?
I don't know. I sure as hell wouldn't want to see them after the track.
Nah, and I'm just playing. There's a lot of great talent out there in the women drivers. Do you see many on the dirt when you're out there? Are there any girls or women?
I don't miss
drivers?
Some. I mean, I don't know them personally and they're in their name, but they are some girls out there in Modifieds that got like rookie of the state.
No kidding.
And stuff like that. So, I mean, there are some out there. So,
some of them know, obviously know how to wheel a car.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Stay
away from that. I'm just playing.
No, those modifies, alcohol burning bad daddies, those things are insane.
Right.
I know. I mean, not the pavement modifier. I will not get off of the modifieds from back east, but the IMSA dirt mods, those things are friggin' wild. Absolutely wild. And we were discussing before, I didn't know you had a flat tire, but out here, you drive on three wheels. You're lifting that left front, okay, for at least 40% of the track, and then landing it down and picking it up again. You're just steering on the right front when you're running with these modifieds. You know, that's what intrigued me about dirt, you know, and the skill that these drivers have. How the hell you do that, you know?
It's amazing how much them cars have changed probably in the last 10 years, maybe. I mean, the setups that they do now just look like there's a lot of driving involved. You're constantly driving that car no matter where you're at on the track. Is that how it is, or is it, you know, kind of a harder, I guess, from the stands that they
I mean, I don't know anything about the old dirt cars because I'm just getting into it, but I know dirt racing, you have to be up on the wheel and know what you're doing, and you got to keep your A game up on dirt. So
most of all your adjustments are in the rear end.
I mean, the front end is pretty much toe, and
once it's done, it's
there.
Yeah.
Tire pressure.
Stagger and all that stuff, too.
And a lot of guys, depending on the track, they're really doing things with their tires, too, the way they're cutting them and grinding them. Depending on the track.
Sizing them.
Yep, exactly. But
more equipment we need to buy.
money.
Yeah.
Mom, get out the checkbook.
Yeah.
You know, that's why it's a hobby, you can't look at it as an investment. Because if you're looking at it as an investment, guess what? Wrong place to put your money.
I already sold the car. I lost my butt, so I know.
Is your car local or somebody local buy it?
A guy born here locally, it'll be running at the Bullring.
The
same color with yellow numbers, he told me.
Yellow or orange?
Orange numbers.
Orange.
I'm sorry, orange.
Purple?
Same purple.
And orange.
I gave him the paint code.
Same purple.
You want
it
out
there,
right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to come out to the first Bullring race to check it out.
You plan on having it this year out there, huh?
Yeah, so he says. I mean, it's turnkey. He's ready to go.
Cool. Well, I'm sorry I couldn't get involved in getting your car, because that's a fast car.
Another one?
No, I know. That's why I got to stay away.
You could be like you. Just bring it home.
Hey, got another one.
Yeah.
On my way.
You could be on a race car pickers show right now. Knock on his door.
How many does he have?
My last count that I know of is 11.
Never mind. Don't join my club. I didn't know you were counting.
No, my last count was 11.
Oh, man.
Wow. I don't know what he has stashed.
I got zero.
Yeah, I need to get out before I start.
Yeah. Trust me, it's a problem.
And he just don't got one. He got them by two.
Wow. You can't just have one of something.
So you drive 11 race cars.
Exactly.
I think I need to be up there. Maybe you could get me in the car.
You don't drive 11 race cars. That's
pick
a
division. Go ahead. You've got a car for it.
Really?
Guaranteed. Pick a division. Anyone.
Any division you can.
So you have Super Late. You have Late Model.
I do have a Late Model. I don't have a Super Late. So
you have a Mod?
I do have. I've got two mods.
I haven't seen them run.
I know.
He's got Lucas Oil mod, and he's got one dirt mod.
What's he buying for? Museum pieces?
No.
You don't bring them to the track.
He collects them.
Whose pavement mod do you have? It's an old left-hander. It's been a while since it's been out. So.
He can even put you on dirt. He's got dirt cars too.
You want to do what Junior did and get him in a mini? He's got a couple of them.
He don't have enough.
How about a truck?
How about
a speed truck?
You want a speed truck? He's got a couple of them, too.
Oh, my God.
I need to go.
You want to get back into Obama?
No.
He's got a couple of them.
I'm looking for a street rod, Camaro. Old Camaro, 69 Camaro.
69 SS.
We got a great motor to put in it.
Let me guess. A Baldwin Yanko?
Just something with a big block.
Baldwin Motion.
I told him to take it out and put my modified motor in it.
You should. So if you think back, rewind a little bit, like, hey, man, I should have invested some of that money in a classic car or something like that.
Yeah.
That gave you value.
The race I spent on racing, I could have owned an island and a helicopter to get that.
Right? No kidding, right?
He ain't shitting, man.
I'm not lying.
He ain't lying.
Junior, someday you're going to look back and be like, man, I remember my dad talked about that, and I still continue to race.
Yeah.
How old was Junior? 34. Honey, we're not going to retire, are we?
Yeah, exactly.
How old is Junior? 45. We're still not going to retire, are we?
Oh, man.
Hey, Junior, just visit him in the nursing home.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to go get the check.
Like me, they'll be in a pop-up just two doors down on Boulder Highway, a pop-up trailer.
Why can't we get him anything better? Well, I'm still racing. That's why, Dad. No. Hey, you know. If you didn't have racing, what would you do, right?
Exactly.
What would you have? You'd probably all be
in, riding
insane.
Big wheels.
You're getting in trouble. Something, right?
Yeah.
Have you ever done, like, rewind a little bit, any karting or anything like that? No?
No, I haven't raced a go-kart, but I did when I was 8. I hopped in a bando and just started up from there, so.
Bandos, bombers,
super
stocks,
modified, dirt modified,
dirt modified,
super late,
super
late models.
Where does it go from here? Oh, SRL, he said. After
yes,
maybe.
That's something you didn't know that was coming down the street.
Yeah, that's the SRL. They'll tell me he's going Aka racing. Aka racing, tell me he's going pro.
Yeah, Dad, you know,
now you've got your retirement program in place.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, we could tap into the 401k.
That's gone already.
Yeah. Thanks, racing. Yeah. We can see it all out at the LVMS.
Yeah.
We see all your money out there.
Yeah. Every time those lights go on, thinking me.
Exactly.
I was just going to say, pays the electric bill.
No kidding. Did you ever miss that, Vinny? I mean, you got to miss that once in a while, get out there on the...
I'll be honest with you. When I sat out for 2 years, that's what made me sell the car. I mean, I missed it, but I didn't miss it. I had more fun just helping my son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I have more enjoyment just going out there with him and watching him do it.
I mean, you didn't miss sitting in lineup, and then, I mean, because I've discussed this with Mike.
No, I did not miss the sitting in lineup for 2.5 hours. All the way.
In July.
Yeah. That's when we were
dripping wet before I even got on the racetrack. No, I don't miss it.
But dropping into the track, man. You don't miss that, dropping it in.
To me, that's kind of like the most exciting part. You get in there.
Even after the 2.5 hour wait?
I mean, I miss racing. I'm not going to say I don't miss it, but I mean, I have more fun just helping my son. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I can watch from the gate and still have fun. So
he'll be in a race car. Don't worry.
Yeah, so he's going to get you in one way or the other.
I keep telling him that. He keeps telling him. He's going to hop in a race car.
Even in the big boy seat.
Yeah, thanks.
Exactly, the fat boy. That's the
fat boy seat. I'm sorry.
That's the big boy.
Hey, I was trying to be polite.
I know.
The fat boy.
Uh-huh.
We got a bomber out here, Junior.
No bomber.
No bomber.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I got plenty of cars
the
now.
I told you, he's going SRL racing.
No.
He skipped
no,
yeah.
He told you he was going SRL racing.
I know.
You ever think about getting in a demolition car? I mean, these guys,
I do that. That's Pete Myers. I did it for 3 years in a row.
You already did that?
Yeah,
you're doing demos?
That's the boat race.
Boat racing.
Yeah. So
that's how he gets his hopping into the track.
That's my fun.
The boat race is not a demolition derby.
Oh, then give me something I can
rest. It's not supposed to be a demolition derby.
He makes it.
I make it a demolition derby.
Do you like that type of like the excitement,
oh, yeah,
entertainment stuff?
Yeah,
like
that's
that?
Fun.
Tearing shit up.
Yeah, I love it.
Brings them back to those bomber days.
Yeah.
Did you ever race with your dad? Ever?
You mean with him or like him?
Like him.
Both.
Yeah.
No, I raced with him twice.
Okay.
In a super stock.
I'm glad you were able to race together.
Yeah, we did.
You know,
that.
You should do that at least once.
Yeah.
You know. Take your dad out or anything?
No.
You should have.
No. Vinny tried to take your dad out.
No.
Yeah.
You were able to do that.
Yeah, you
last
know,
year with Michael.
Exactly. Just being on the track, you know, it was a good moment for me, even though
Wife was really pacing that day, probably.
Right. All I know is after practice, and I was in front of him. I came off, and I said my car was good, and he was yelling from his car, saying my car was broken.
Oh no way!
Yeah,
that was an excuse.
No, he was screaming. He's like, that thing's loose, and the tires are going everywhere. And he's not even worried about his car. He's more worried about mine. And I'm like, it's fine.
well, see, that's the difference in like a younger, more aggressive driver. They like him a little bit loose.
Yeah.
You know, where we want him to be easy to drive, right? Yeah, we don't want to do any work. You know, we just want to drive the thing and turn the wheel, and that's
Mom,
it.
Mom was scared for Junior. She was she had Vinny's.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, son, can you take out Dad, please?
She said, I'm set.
That's SRL with in my right hand there.
Waving the SRL
series. Bye-bye, Dad. Hey, you want to mention real quick, any other you don't have sponsors? Is it just
we don't have sponsors.
And you have a business, right? Do you want to talk about your business real quick?
Well, we do plumbing in Las Vegas. It's Silver Star Plumbing. We do A to Z, any plumbing.
Commercial, industrial.
Everything. We do it all.
Everything. Is it true they say a plumber's job is always shitty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure rolls downhill. Paydays on Friday. Right? Don't bite your fingernails.
Oh, nobody want to think about that. Do you help Dad at all?
Yeah, I work for
him. Oh, you do. Oh, cool. So you give him all the grunt jobs, right?
Yeah.
Make him work for him.
Yeah.
You do all the dirty jobs.
Yeah, he wants that sponsorship.
Uh-huh.
I got knee up boots and everything.
And
I'm ready to go.
From the ground up.
Yeah. Literally. I'm ready to go. I got my knee boots. So.
How about friends that help you? This past year, friends in the future. If you don't have sponsors, you know.
We've had a lot of people that helped us. Chris Bray helped my son with mods. Fabe's helped us out. The Jackson family has helped us out.
Oriano's.
The Oriano's, the Camellis. Darren helped us when he was living here. Now he's going to be helping us with the dirt stuff down in Texas.
The Wall family.
Sounds like you got a lot of sponsors.
John Keller, his family.
J&S helped us out with motors.
Can you believe the group of friends that you've developed over the years?
We've gotten a lot of friends over the years.
Is that amazing?
Yep.
That's pretty cool. That tells us a little bit something about you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so it's good to have that.
Next time we have you on, you got to tell us about the school up at Red Rock you were at. Next time you got to come in for that, and you went out and spoke to kids in class and everything.
Jimmy
Johnson was there the day before we got there.
Yeah.
Jimmy
Johnson was at the school.
It was a NASCAR week at the school.
So you were a day late getting there.
I should have been.
Yeah, right? One day earlier.
Yeah, it's a charter school up in Red Rock that
cool.
invited us up there.
Sweet.
We didn't even have a car to bring. We had to borrow Dale Hayden's
car.
But it was fun. I had fun talking to the kids and taking pictures.
I heard about
starting
it.
Starting up the car for them.
I
like
had more fun
when
they rubbed that thing up in the basketball court.
Like, even the teachers were hopping in it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
The principal was pretty cool. She's like, start it up. Keep starting it up. Rev it up.
Do some donuts in the tennis court.
Swear to God, yeah.
Probably would have let us do it.
That would have been pretty cool.
But it wasn't our car, so we couldn't do that.
Next year.
You won't be invited back if you do. That's pretty cool. You plan on doing some kind of show and tell with the car?
I'm really close to my senior teacher that helped me get through school.
Sweet.
So, I mean, I'm always hanging out with her and talking and helping other kids and bringing stuff in for stuff like that. So.
Cool. I mean, that's something else that, you know, we take for granted being around racing and stuff like that, being around these cars and there's something.
We're open
to
all that stuff, man, because you never know what could pop up for sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm always looking, no matter what.
And the best way to get a hold of you guys, Facebook?
Facebook, Rucci Racing. All our updates are on there. And
it goes to his phone and my phone.
Okay.
So if he misses it, I got it.
I don't know what the correct way to put out Facebook. Just facebook.com/ Vinny
Rucci
Racing.
Rucci Racing on Facebook.
Rucci Racing. R-A-U-C-C-I.
Racing.
Not Ryuchi. It's Ryuchi.
Ryuchi.
Hey, again, we're out of time. We can't wait to look have you guys back here and find out what your racing, where your racing took you. So we'll see you guys here live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Yeah, no problem. Thank you for being here. Time just slipped by way too quick. And if you're going to the banquet, we'll see all you guys at the banquet this weekend.
See you guys there, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
Right
there.
For you, JJ.
Good luck this year, guys.
Thank
have
you.
Fun, man, in Texas.
We will.
Thanks for listening.